He's out in the woods with his squirrel gun to try and recapture his anger. He's screaming some words at the top of his lungs until he begins to feel younger. But back at his desk in the city, we find our trembling, punch drunken fighter who can't find the strength now to punish the length of the ribbon in his little typewriter. Paw fractured Atlas threw himself across the mattress, waving his withering pencil as if it were a pirate's cutlass. I'm almost certain he's trying to increase his burden. He said, "That's how the child in me planned it. A woman wouldn't understand it." There was something that I wanted to say before I conclude this epistle, but you would forgive me for holding my tongue, 'cause man made the blade and the pistol. Yes, man made the waterfall over the dam to temper his tantrum with magic. Now you can't be sure of that tent of azure, since he punched a hole in the fabric. Paw fractured Atlas threw himself across the mattress, waving his withering pencil as if it were a pirate's cutlass. I'm almost certain he's trying to increase his burden. He said, "That's how the child in me planned it. A woman wouldn't understand it." A woman wouldn't understand it. A woman.